This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Wanted to bring up a couple of Commanders topics. So we are less than 2 weeks away from the NFL draft, and we'll be ramping up our draft talk here in the coming days. Should I start with an interesting one or a tragic one?
Let's start with the bad news first.
All right. So a lot of people have seen this story about the passing of LSU receiver Kyron Lacy.
Mm-hmm.
Kyron Lacy was 24, receiver at LSU. Jaden Daniels was tight with him. Apparently, he went to Instagram and had a reaction to the passing of one of his close friends. But Lacy was about to be on trial, right?
Yeah, because he was involved with a traffic collision,
a fatal car accident
in January.
Yeah,
I think it was January 10th, and he passed another car, sped by him, and there was it caused a head-on collision and. 78-year-old passenger died.
Right, he killed a 78-year-old man.
Yep. And he fled the scene. Lacy fled the scene, didn't call 911, and he was arrested 2 days later.
And so Lacy committed suicide, which is terrible.
Yes. He's obviously had some issues.
Yeah, I guess the sheriff's office said it was called out to a weapons disturbance from a relative of Lacy.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he discharged the weapon, got into his vehicle, was pursued by authorities for, I think it was 15 or 20 minutes.
Right.
And then he crashed. And then when they came upon the crash scene, they realized he had shot himself in the car before they could get to him.
During his 2 years playing with Jaden, he caught 54 passes, 826 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
Right.
Right.
So
yeah,
it was
tragic.
You know, big part of that offense, friends with Jaden Daniels, and then just unfortunately has this situation and
I think that
decides to commit suicide.
Lacy's dad had, I don't know if it was on social, but he said, you just need to stay in touch with your kids because you never know what's going on in their heads, especially if you don't see them or talk to them for a while.
Young parents, start talking to your kids at a very early age and make sure they are confident and comfortable confiding in you. Mm-hmm. Don't be cool with, I'm all right or I'm good, mm-hmm. when you know deep down something isn't right. And he went on and on.
Mm. Sad story.
Yep.
Very sad.
Very sad. I mean,
and I don't know where Lacy was projected to go in the draft.
Not
but,
sure.
I know he was at the combine. And, you know, he probably would have been drafted by somebody. But although who knows about what would have happened with the legal case. Yeah, he might have gone to jail. But it's tragic.
And imagine even if, like, the trial went his way,
mm-hmm.
just living with killing somebody else.
I mean, I'm sure that probably played a big role in him deciding to kill himself. Like, he probably had a lot of guilt from killing that person in an auto accident.
Yeah.
I mean, some of his actions right afterwards didn't seem like. I mean, he caused a hit and run, fled the scene, had to be apprehended later. But I mean, if you're involved in an accident that winds up killing somebody, I'm guessing most people are going to have that guilt on their conscience. It's a tough thing to move past.
I'm sure he was tight with Malik Nabers. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he was tight with Brian Thomas from Jacksonville. Yeah, yep. I mean, a lot of guys are probably affected by it, including Jaden. So we got that, you know, out there. So
all right, so the interesting one I think will make Cakes happy is apparently Ryan Fitzgerald is one of the top kicking prospects out of college, was a kicker for Florida State. And he's drawing serious interest from NFL teams ahead of the draft. One of those teams that apparently we'll have a kicking session with is the Washington Commanders.
I mean, it just makes all the sense.
He had a private workout with the Patriots. He's also looking at to do a private session with the Ravens.
I mean, I know they re-signed Zane Gonzalez to a one-year deal, but how confident can you be in him? You should always have competition up and down your roster, not just a kicker.
Well, the Commanders used Cade York last year. They used Greg Joseph. They used obviously
Seibert.
Austin Seibert.
Yep.
And Zane Gonzalez.
I mean, I'd argue Seibert was the main guy.
So he used four kickers in games.
Seibert was very good up until he got injured, and he was the one that missed the extra point against the Cowboys, correct? That was Seibert. That was a Seibert miss.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, that was a brutal miss.
So they, you know, they're not completely 100% sold on Zane.
I mean, nor should you be.
Yeah. And Fitzgerald was a really good kicker in college. I think I have his stats here in front of me. He made 98%, 78% of his actual field goal attempts and 98% of his extra points. Now, the extra points are a lot closer.
Right.
But 58 of his 74 field goal attempts, including a 59-yarder. So, you know, he's one of the best kickers in the country.
The Seibert thing is mysterious to me because, all right, he was injured. Mm-hmm. And to me, Zane Gonzalez was like the Band-Aid for Seibert, right? And then Zane Gonzalez didn't even hit that many field goals if you look towards the end of the season. Seibert was 27 for 30 in 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
He was 8 for 8 on 40 to 49-yard field goals. So it wasn't just gimmies. Now, he had a bunch of chip shots in there, too. Now, his weakness was the over 50 where he was 2 for 5. But those were his only misses. And then you throw in, I guess, the extra point. He did miss 2 of those.
Oh, he missed 2 in that game.
Two in that game?
I don't know if it was just in that game. He was 22 for 24 on extra points.
Okay.
Anyway, I thought, they were all Band-Aids in reality because of what happened with McManus. You're sleeping, it all started with McManus.
That's true.
McManus, and then, you know, Cade York and Joseph and Seibert, and might even be missing one.
So I'm reading
from, like, there was 5.
From PFF, Seibert returned.
Greg Joseph.
Seibert came back for the Week 12 game against the Cowboys. He missed a field goal in both extra point attempts.
Yeah. You're missing, and I might be wrong, but it was like a Middle Eastern guy.
Yeah, but I don't think he actually kicked in a
game. No, but he was on the roster for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm forgetting his name. It was like training camp fodder.
His name's right there in my brain, but I can't quite pull it.
I want to say he kicked in the preseason.
I think you're right.
But
he only lasted like a day.
But you can't use one. Like, they don't have many picks. They can't use a pick on a kicker, can they?
No.
They're not going to do that.
No, you don't burn like a fifth, sixth, or seventh round pick on a kicker. You find those guys out on the street. How many times? I've been saying this for years.
I know, but if you can get
these guys are so expendable and/or I thought they were easy to find. Apparently, not as easy to find as I thought. Kickers are expendable. Adam Peters is not going to start burning draft capital on kickers and punters. If he does, I'm going to start raising an eyebrow. I'm going to put him in the crosshairs if he starts doing that.
I realize that they had to make a move because of what happened with Brandon McManus. But I think he had a pretty good year when Green Bay signed him.
He did have a good year.
So he certainly would have been their
guy. Numbers, but he was pretty good from what I remember.
He would have been your guy for Commanders fans. He would have been your guy.
Sleeping on Ramiz Ahmed.
I am officially sleeping on him. You're correct.
How about Riley Patterson?
That name definitely rings a bell, too.
I'm just going back to what they were doing. Cade York, Ramiz Ahmed, Riley Patterson, they were brought in. Man.
Yeah, Patterson might have kicked in the preseason. Or maybe just in camp.
I don't know. I could see you using like a 6th round pick, Cakes. If you're getting like the best collegiate kicker who you believe is going to be your kicker for the future.
All right. Maybe a late round pick. Maybe I could live with that. By the way, McManus.
I'm not saying be like the Raiders who took Janikowski in the 1st round.
McManus was 95%. Now he started in late 11, October.
11 games.
95% of his kicks.
So he made.
Okay, but Seibert was right there.
He missed one field goal, and he made every extra point.
Right.
He was pretty damn good.
He was very good. And I think the Packers gave him like a long-term deal. I think toward the end of the year, he signed an extension with them.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not letting you go.
Well, look, he would have been the guy, but they had to make a move. I get it. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see if Zane can last the entire season. I would bet not. But we'll see who they bring in. Maybe it's this Fitzgerald kid.
And then if it doesn't work out, you bring back a donk like Seibert.
Yeah, then you just bring...
Because there'll be guys out there. I mean, remember Seibert had 7 field goals in one game.
You bring back just the one of the litany of recycled kickers that are always looking for gigs.
Hmm.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Just figure it out. Adam Peters, figure out the kicking situation.
Well, they thought they had it figured out.
Well,
they did.
Apparently, it's not figured out.
Do you have a vibe at all as to what Peters is going to do next Thursday?
No. You know why? Because he doesn't tip his hand like guys in the past that used to work here.
I thought your vibe was he was going to trade down.
I think he's going to trade out of the 2nd round pick. I think he's going to keep the 1st round pick. I think he's going to move off 61. Which is their 2nd round.
Isn't it crazy? The NFL draft is
10 days away.
Basically a week away.
Yep.
Crazy.
It's not as much buzz because other things have kind of supplanted it on the sports calendar.
Well, there's also less buzz because they're not picking number 2
overall. They're picking 29. Yeah. I mean,
that's why there's less buzz.
That's all we were talking about last year.
Yeah, they're not picking
every single
top 5. Picking at 29 is boring, but that's the offshoot of having a playoff team, which is great. You'll take that trade 10 times out of 10.
I mean, usually we do a mock draft here on the show.
Right.
Because the Commanders are picking in the top 10 or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
They're picking 29. I don't think we can do one this year.
Remember when we would do the mock drafts with people from each of the cities leading up to the Commanders pick? Imagine if we did it when they were 29. Oh, the nightmare draft would have to deal with.
Producers would be scrambling. Matt and Matt, they would just be.
But we would do it when the Commanders picked like 12th or 13th.
They'd be doing fireball shots by about the 15th or 16th pick.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at Junks Radio on Twitter or give us a call at 800-636-1067.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop Early Access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.